Hi, and welcome to the Quick and Dirty Romance Podcast. We're your hosts, romance authors, and bi-coastal friends for life. I'm Sky McDonald, author of the hockey goalie romance Scoreless.
And I'm Sarah Smith, author of No Freaking Way.
And together we are Sarah Sky, author of the best-selling Unlikely Pairing series.
Each episode, we'll dive deep into what it's like to be a contemporary romance author. We'll talk writing inspiration, give you the inside scoop about the publishing world, chat about how we write those infamous sex scenes, and more. And then we'll pull out and wrap it up in 30 minutes or less, but we promise to leave you satisfied.
If you haven't already read our books, be sure to check them out after you listen to this podcast, because we both have new releases coming soon, so you don't want to get behind. And please feel free to DM us with any questions or requests for future episodes you may have.
So today we're going to touch upon, or maybe just tease a little, the topic of slow burns in romance.
Yes, I am ready for this. I'm so intrigued by what people are going to say. So let's tease it out or dive right in. I don't know. I don't even know what the right pace is. I'm feeling awkward. What do you think, Sarah? People are talking about the slow burn, right? We're seeing TikToks where it's 3 a.m. and the slow burn kicks in. And so they're doing like a happy dance, right? Like there's like a cap cut or whatever of the happy dance. Yeah. People seem to be here for the slow burn. It seems to be popular. What are your thoughts? Do you like a good slow burn? How do you feel?
So I do. I love a good slow burn. What I've noticed lately is that slow burn is different depending on who you ask. Like, I think we could all agree that if there's like action happening on like, you know, chapter 2, 3 in the beginning of the book, that's not a slow burn. And that's fine because I love those books too. I love books where like the action just happens right away. The chemistry between the characters is like right off the bat. But yeah, as I'm talking to other readers and romance writers, it's just been really interesting to see like what people consider a slow burn. Mm-hmm. Like how far into a romance book do people think like, oh yeah, that's definitely a slow burn. And like how some people don't like it if it's too, like if they're like most of the way through the book, they don't like it. But some people love it. Like some people love back ending all of that heat and passion and the kisses and stuff. And some people don't. Some people want it to be spread out a little bit. But I think that's what's just been interesting to me is like how different everybody's like personal preferences and definitions of slow burn have been kind of popping up recently.
Yeah. And I'm so curious. I would love to hear from some of our listeners about what their take is on this. And, you know, it's because, right, like you said, if there's stuff happening like right off the bat. But then the question is, what is that stuff? What does it require? I mean, are we talking about actual full-blown sex? Or are we talking about kissing? Or are we talking about third base? Like, what does it take to make it not a slow burn? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, if we're talking about right off the bat, like, it's like, no, there's no slow burn here. Then is it immediately to sex or not? Like, I actually, the book I'm about to release, What Happens at the Beach, I kind of debated because I was basically ready to have them get down to it in chapter 1, thereby not being a slow burn. But I still don't think it's a slow burn because they get together very quickly. No spoilers. It's not going to spoil anything. There's a lot going on in that book. But they get together very quickly. They don't wait. And there's no like, oh, will they or won't they? It's like they're clearly moving that way very fast. But I felt like chapter 1 was probably a little bit too fast. And indeed, I polled some readers and they were like, yeah, it's a little too fast, especially for a contemporary romance. Right. It's not an erotica. Like it's a contemporary romance. And the general consensus, I believe, also from you was like, it's a little fast to go all the way downtown. So I don't know. What does it need to be how do you class it? Where are you like the spice has kicked in? Is it a kiss? Does it need to be more than a kiss?
So, okay. So for me, I'm I think I can be picky in a lot of ways, but as long as I'm reading it and enjoying the story, mm-hmm. I'm down with almost anything, which is the least helpful like advice or the least helpful.
I was about to say, well, then this episode is over. That was good for me. Was it good for you? We're done.
Honestly, so for me, what I prefer is if it's a slow burn, I need to have, like, that's fine fine. If sexy stuff isn't going to happen for a while, that's fine. I can be on board with that as long as there is some tension and as long as there is some like obvious signs that the characters like want each other and want to rip their clothes off. There's like the heat, there's the anticipation, there's the buildup. If you have all of those, at least for me as a reader, I'm fine with waiting a while to get to the good stuff. What I like, ideally, what I like is I let like obviously tension, build up, anticipation, all that. And then if we can get like a hot kiss that we've been building, it's just a kiss. You can make that kiss be like super fiery and maybe they're like groping each other and maybe like it's, you can tell like they want it to go farther. They want to get dirtier. They want to go to bed with each other, but something happens and they can't go. They can't seal the deal right at that moment. So you're just like building and building and building. For me, I also consider like any kind of like sexual contact counts as sex, I think, for a lot of readers. But I know that like the way that certain authors do this is that they build up to like the, if they're writing like a male and female characters, a heterosexual couple, they're building up to the P and V sex, essentially. So having their characters like have like a heavy duty makeout, and then they're having their characters like do hand stuff, and then like later on they're doing like oral stuff. And like some people wouldn't consider that a slow burn because they're still doing sexy stuff, but you're still building up to a main event, so to speak. So for me, it can go like in so many different directions for me. But again, as long as my like my boxes are getting ticked for like tension, romance, steam, buildup, anticipation, sexual, as long as all of that stuff is happening, I can wait a little bit for like the sexy stuff to happen.
I would agree with that. Like that makes perfect sense to me. And you know, if I'm reading a romance, I want to be like, like I actually like the slow burn. I like the buildup as long as the tension is tasty, right? Like if it's like these people hate each other, oh, and now they're having sex, like that's not going to be a book that's going to keep me. This isn't even about tropes, it's like, or it could be anything. Oh, these are best friends, wait why are they having sex now? Because I didn't, you know, you do have to feel that like electricity, and you really want to deliver it, because to me that is like very, very satisfying. And then if you do wait for the burn, you you have a, like a really nice like relief, right? And you're feeling it along with the characters, right? So the reason that we decided to do this episode now, it kind of occurred to me because I had a lovely reader reach out to me and talk to me. They are reading Nemesis right now. And by the way, as a side note, we do not get tired of having people slide into our DMs to say how much they enjoy reading our books. So do not feel like you should not do that to an author. It makes our day. You know, obviously not in our bushes or, you know, outside, but like, no, this person is lovely. And she was like, I hope this is okay. I was like, it is more than okay. But she said she had just gotten to the first kiss in Nemesis, which is chapter 10. And she was like, and the slow burn is killing me. And as I've said, like, I was like, is Nemesis a slow burn? Because to me, they're so fiery. It's tense from beginning. The kiss happens. And then like Sarah was just saying, like you were just saying, it kind of goes kiss, hands, da-da-da-da-da, right? Like, but Just Your Type is a slow burn, right? There's spicy online bits, but you don't get a kiss until, like, I think, like, page 200. Like, it is a buildup. But the whole time, every interaction, they're both, like, you know, like, off to the side because they're not supposed to be acting on this, and, like, but it's undeniable. So I, like, specifically went with slow burn there. How do you normally take it? Like, do you have a pattern? Do you kind of go all over the place?
Honestly, I kind of go all over the place. I don't really, you know, follow a certain formula in that way. It's kind of just like whatever I, as the author who's writing the story, what sounds fun. Okay, well, I want to have them kiss chapter one. Like I've done that. I've had a couple kiss chapter one or two. It was very early on in the book. It was a one-sided enemies to lovers. Like, and so like the tension was like right there, but they didn't actually do anything with each other until like maybe halfway through the book. But between the kiss and them hooking up, like I had them both, like there's tension, there's sexual attraction, they're bantering, they're fighting, but they're also like getting along and all that stuff. I also had them like masturbate on their own with the thought of the other person. This is my book, Snow, Ice, and Spice. It's my hockey romance. So there were ways, so it was definitely, I wouldn't call it necessarily like a strict slow burn, because there are people who like slow burn to them is nothing physical happens until later on the book. And like physical stuff is happening between them constantly. It's just like, they're not having sex yet.
Okay.
But I have, I mean, my book Faker, that is definitely more of a slow burn. Like they, you know, they kiss after it's, it doesn't happen in the beginning, but it happens in like the first third of the book, they kiss, it's super steamy and passionate and stuff, but they don't actually have like sex until like the last third of the book, but they're doing stuff between point A and
Yeah. Like it's funny because like Not Suitable for Work is by far the most sex scenes I put in a book, right? Like straight up. They're like marathon sex scenes. First book, you know, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's very fun. It is very steamy. But they basically, and technically they have like this very brush, not quite a kiss in the office, but they basically go, turn the lights on. Well, actually, no, turn the lights right off. Like kiss all the way to Sunday afternoon, right? Like kiss starts on a Friday night and they don't stop. So like, but it is a slow burn because like the first third of the book, they're not doing anything other than working together, right? So like, it, I would classify it like that. And then like, do I have, yes. Okay. So I was thinking when you were saying like chapter one, I was trying to think, I was like, do I have a chapter one kiss? And I mean, technically it's like chapter three, but the Not So Nice Girl, my 80s book, things go very hot, very fast, and then cool all the way off, right? And that sort of undulation, I've not written the book where they're like basically banging or like really messing around hot and heavy, and then they never stop. It feels like that wouldn't be a book. Like there has to be something that gets in the way or has them trying to work something out. So I've never done anything like that. And like I said, I was considering page, not page one, but chapter one. And everybody was like, just hold it back a little bit. So thanks to you, I have actually, I do credit you with a very clever, like blocking scene in this book. It's going to be fun. But for right now, I'm wondering about how slow is too slow, because I'm on like page 80 and nothing has happened. And so like, is it too slow? But I don't think so. I think it's fun.
Yeah, again, I feel like this is what's the fun thing about romance and as a genre is like literally anything goes as long as like there's a happily ever after at the end and everything is consensual. You know what I mean? Like you can do anything you want pretty much. So it just like, it just depends. Like, I feel like you can totally make that work. You can totally make it work for the characters not to have even a kiss until like the last third of the book. It's going to probably drive readers crazy, but in like a really good way. If they like, if you like a slow burn, that's what you're asking for. You don't want action soon.
But also but also to bust out some really old teacher lingo, the text to self connection. I can't believe I just said that. Is that like, if I'm doing it right, you're in the character's POV and you're aching for it too, right? Like you've got the tingles. Is this going to be the scene? Are they, oh no. And like, and you know, those relationships that we have where it's like, we're so close to like making it work. And then like, it's not the right moment, right? It's not the right moment. And so I want to give you, and again, I'm not like a slow burn queen. I'm not always for the slow burn. Like you said, like when it works. And when it doesn't fit the characters, it doesn't fit the characters. But I do think there is something very fun about going on that journey with them of like, I want, no. Like, I think it can be really like delightfully agonizing, maybe. Yeah. I hope.
No, it absolutely is. That's honestly why I love a good slow burn. Like, it's not the only kind of romance I want to read. Obviously, I love all sorts of romance. But like, that's what's great about a good slow burn is like, you're right there. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, they're going to finally do it. Oh God, they're not, damn it. And then, And then you just get worked up, but it's like a fun, it's not like nothing really is at stake here. You're reading a book. These people don't exist. The story never happened. Like, this is all fake. It's all fun. It's all fantasy. It's fine. And there, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, allowing frustration, but a fun kind of frustration to be part of what you find enjoyable about a slow burn romance. It's just, it's part of the fun. It's part of the trope. Plenty of people love a good slow burn and some people don't, and that's fine. But that's the beauty of romance. There are a million other types of, you know, sexy romances that you can read where the action starts right away. And if you, if all you want is sex, 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 there's erotica. Like, there are so many, there's so many options for readers. So even if you don't like something, that's okay. But I think, I don't know, I just think I love a good slow burn. It's hard for me. I'm trying to think of a book where it was a slow burn and I just thought like, oh, that really sucked. And I can't think of anything because I don't tend to, like, I know what I like, so I read what I like.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to say, honestly, I can't think of one, but it's like, no disrespect, I probably just didn't finish the book. Like, if it's a romance and it's a slow burn, but the slow burn isn't burning, then I'm just like, I'm going to move on. You know, like, again, like you said, this is the beauty. This is what we love. This is why we love bringing up topics, right? Like, we did third act breakup and we were talking about, is it for you? Is it not for you? Like, the beauty of our, everything that we talk about and every element of romance, the romance genre, is there's something for you, you know. And I love it when people think outside their typical tropes. I love it when people like experiment with different things and some things don't work for you, right? Like, for example, you know, actually, as we were talking, I was like, is this a different episode? But I think it's still this episode. Like, I don't have any stories that I'm thinking of writing as a clean romance. And I don't like the term clean for this, like non-sex, no sex on page, right? Because there's something like, it's not dirty, right? I mean, and if it is, it's delightful, but like, I don't like that term. So I'm going to not use that. I don't write closed door romance, right? The level of the frequency of sex in the book depends on the story. But there's always, in a romance novel, that a Sky MacDonald romance novel, right? And like, Sarah, you as well, like, I don't write closed door. One of our dearest friends writes both, right? Like, Jael Perrodo writes under a different name as well, and sometimes she does sweet romance, and that's wonderful. But that is not the way I compose a love story. So, like, that's not going to be a thing for me. I think the only problem I ever have with sweet romances, aka no sex, is if I don't know that it is. Right?
Yeah, that's true. If something was promised to me and then it doesn't deliver, that's the only time that I'm like upset and disappointed, you know.
Yeah, like if the slow burn is sizzling along and I'm into it and at the end there's like, I'm like,
oh, I get so mad.
What just happened?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh. And that, like, I have had that happen to me. And that is such, okay. So I don't have male genitals, so I don't know what it really feels like, but like what the equivalent of blue balls
is. Blue balls. I knew where you're going with that.
When you're reading a romance and you think it's going to be like, oh, this is going to be so hot at the end. They're going to kiss. And then, and then it's like, nope. And you're like, you just get the rug pulled out from under you. It's just the worst. Oh, I hate that song. Yeah.
No. So I want to know what I'm getting into.
Yes. That is my only, that is my only thing. That's my pet peeve. It's like, if you are a certain trope or subgenre or whatever it is that you are, you need to like market yourself accordingly so you don't disappoint. So like, if you say that you're a slow burn, I'm fine with not having action for a good chunk of the book, but when the action happens, I want it to be like, stuff better be like,
kick it in.
Yeah. It better be open door and dirty and Yeah.
So do you have like a limit? Do you have a number of scenes, like sex scenes in your mind? Is there like, I'm going to write 3 sex scenes into this book? Like, is there a point where you're like, I've gone too far with the banging? Like, what do you think about when you compose that?
That's such a good question. It's not like I have, I have to hit X number for me to feel good about it. It's just naturally, I find myself at this point writing around probably like 4 to 5 steamy scenes. That doesn't necessarily, they're not all like penetrated. Full on intercourse penetration, but it's like, that's including like, you know, like some hand stuff and oral stuff. And like, maybe they're masturbating together or maybe they're masturbating on their own. Like, and then they have sex a few times. Like it's, and I guess it depends on the person and the reader. And maybe they like, maybe certain readers only want like, all they want is like just the two characters having sex together. And that is what they consider. And in that case, if you're looking at it from those terms, I don't always write a bunch of those kinds of scenes. I mean, I will always have at least 2 of those scenes, but like, I don't think I have had like strictly just like penetration intercourse with my characters. There's always some sort of like hand stuff, oral stuff, masturbate, like that kind of stuff. So, but naturally it works out to probably around like around 5 altogether in like about 300 page book. It just depends. Like if my book is 250 pages or 275 pages, I'm probably gonna have like 4 scenes, you know? Mm-hmm. It just depends. How about you?
Well, when I started, when I was a rookie writer and I was just writing, like I put in so many sex scenes. I mean, I don't know, you can psychologically evaluate where I was in my life at the time, but I put in so many scenes. And so like now if I go back and like blow the dust off of the coffins of those OG drafts, I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it's not even like prudish. It's just like enough, right? Like I get it. Like, and to, again, to the point, like not suitable for work, which is great and super steamy and people love it. And like, it's still, you know, even now, like people are like, oh my gosh, I love this book. Like, and I'm so proud of that. But like, it has more sex in it than I would write now. Is what I would say, like more descriptive. And what I found that I'm doing more lately, I would say similar to you in terms of quantity, you're probably going to get 2 to 3 full on, like possibly even multi-chapter where you're going to change the POV, like bedroom scene, right? Which may encompass like both penetration and oral or hands or something like that. But you're also going to get like maybe like a third base kind of situation. Like you said, like that's very similar. I would say probably 5 is pretty good in terms of like moments where we go into something that you wouldn't do in front of your mom. Right. Like, but I have been, I will also like reference the idea that they're going to, that they're having sex, and then just like shut the door on that scene. Right. Because it's like, especially in the drafts of the, or in redrafting or redoing the books that I had written a long time ago, like there are moments where it's like, yes, they are going to be intimate now, but I don't need to like do, you know, 5,000 words on this. Like we get the picture, right? So there's that balance for me now of like making it steamy and making you feel like their attraction and their intensity, but also like, yeah, but they did that, right? So like kind of juggling that. And again, I go back to just your type as really being, just your type has like 2 sex scenes, like full on, full on. But there are other, but like one of them is in the epilogue because like there's really one. And I mean, it's still, but like all along the way, you're still toe curling because of like the other things that are happening, masturbation and like getting close. So I don't know. It is interesting. Like, thinking about it now and trying to kind of weigh it and be more targeted about when it comes up versus like, and now they're having sex. Good night.
Right. That's so funny that you say that you used to write more and now you write fewer steamy scenes, because I feel like I feel like I'm the opposite, but not necessarily like, it wasn't like I only wrote very few, because I never did, like even my first books, they had quite a few steamy sex scenes. Now I feel like I'm more, I don't know if explicit is the right word, but like filthier things happen during those sex scenes now than in my earlier books.
Well, I've definitely noticed on your socials that a lot of your teasers are quite filthy, lady.
Yeah, they are. And they're fun to write, but also, That's the response that I've gotten from readers, is that they want like filthy stuff. Readers who read specific genre, especially like slow burn, I think they want, like, they spent all this time investing in this couple and waiting and seeing them like banter and have the tension build up and have their feelings form. And they, I think they want the payoff to be worth what they waited for. And I think the payoff for a lot of people is just a filthy, dirty, hot sex scene, which isn't, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like a lot of stuff has happened because these two characters have been through a lot and they finally get to be together.
And I will say, like, and that's interesting. I think you're right. But I will say that, like, even, again, I'm going to go back to Just Your Type because it is my most quintessentially slow burn. When they get there, you get all the filth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you get a DS relationship, like, very light, very, very, very light. It's not anything that's going to freak anybody out. But, like, you get a firm-handed guy, you get like all of the bits and pieces that you could want in terms of it. So like, even though the frequency with which I like indicate that they're having sex, like, again, Celeste and Ben have sex, like I couldn't physically, like I there would be a stretch, right? Like it would be a lot. But because they're like going to the gym too, one of my readers is like, hey, I wish I had that energy. And I was like, you know what, you're right.
They're young, they're in like their 20s.
They're like, yeah, but when you get there, or it, like whenever I go, like whenever I kick open the bedroom door in a scene, like it's not going to be, and then we kissed and then we went to sleep. Like it's going to be, like I said, all the way in. And I'm not going to pull back from, I'm not going to pull out of any scene and leave you unsatisfied. I would say that much. So yeah, for sure. It's just that like, I'm more like calculating about where I'm going to bring it in, and especially like, to kind of get people going, oh, so close, like that kind of thing. I want that.
Right, yeah. So I guess our consensus when it comes to slow burn is almost anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Almost anything goes as long as there's some sexy stuff, that like satisfying sexy stuff happens as a payoff to the reader.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
Yeah. And again, like the annoying part about that is that it's so like open-ended, like that can mean a million different things to a million different people, just depending on who you ask. But mm-hmm. It can't just be like, and we kissed and that's it. And like, if that's the slow burn, I'm ready to murder people. Like,
throw the book across the room.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think there's a little something for everybody here. And I think we both bring the heat in really fun and like varying ways across our books, and I really enjoy the way that both of us have that played out. And on that note, whoo-hoo, that was good for me. Was it good for you, Sarah?
Hell yeah, it was good for me.
Thank you all so much for listening, and also feel free to drop a comment or DM us about this one, because we would love to know your hot take on slow burns. If you like what you hear though, please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. And then go read our books. They are nice and spicy for you. You can find us on Instagram. We are at Author Sarah Sky. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Author Sky McDonald.
And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. I am at Author Sarah S. We love to hear from you, so reach out and DM us with any questions or requests for future episodes.
And speaking of future episodes, just before we sign off today and pull out and wrap it up, we are very excited to tell you that in the upcoming weeks, we will be releasing a few episodes, because we are chatting with fellow authors in the romance author community. And we are very excited to have guests come onto the show for the first time. We are nearing the 5-year mark of this show. I don't know, can't believe we're saying that, but we decided we would like to do it with friends a little. So be sure to listen to those, and also check out the authors that we are featuring. Those will be coming at you soon. But for now, thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you soon.